Penguin Presents Jolly Foul Play by Robin Stevens, read by Katie Long. Jolly Foul Play. Being an account of the case of the murder of Elizabeth Hurst, an investigation by the Wells and Wong Detective Society. Written by Hazel Wong, Detective Society Vice President and Secretary, aged 14. Begun Wednesday, the 6th of November, 1935. Part 1. Sparks Will Fly. Chapter 1. We were all looking up, and so we missed the murder. I have never seen Daisy so furious. She has been grinding her teeth so hard that my teeth ache in sympathy, and saying, "Oh, Hazel, how could we not notice it? We were on the spot." You see, Daisy needs to know things, and see everything, and get in everywhere. Being reminded that, despite all the measures she puts in place, having informants in the younger years, ingratiating herself with the older girls and Jones the handyman and the mistresses, there are still things going on at Deep Dean that she does not understand. Well, that has put her in an even worse mood than the one she has been in lately. And, if I am honest, I feel strangely ashamed. The Detective Society has solved 3 real murder mysteries so far, and yet we still missed a murder taking place under our noses, in our very own Deep Dean School for Girls, the place where we began our detective careers 1 year ago. It really is funny to think about that. It seems in a way as though we have not moved at all, or as though we have made a circle and come all the way back to the beginning again. I suppose I still look almost exactly like the Hazel I was when I ran into the gym and found Miss Bell, our science mistress, lying on the floor last October. I am not much taller, anyway. When I measured myself last week, I found I have hardly grown at all, or at least not upwards. My hair is still straight and dark brown, my face is still round, and I still have the spot on my nose. I suppose it must be a different spot, but it does not look that way. Inside, though, I feel quite different. All the things that have happened the past year have made me quite a new shape, I think. One who has faced up to the murderer at Daisy's home, Fallingford, and defied my father to solve the Orient Express case. On the other hand, sometimes I think that even though Daisy keeps on shooting upwards and becoming blonder and lovelier than ever, she has stayed the same inside. She bounces back from things like a rubber ball. Not even what happened at Fallingford could truly alter her. Before the 5th of November, I had not been enjoying Deep Dean much this term. Just like the changes that have taken place in me, the school has felt different from last year, and not at all in a good way. It has felt as though something awful were rushing towards us all term. Last night was dreadful, but now it has happened, I feel almost relieved. It is like the difference between waiting to go into the dentist and sitting in his chair. And now that there is a murder to solve, Daisy and I can be the Detective Society again. It is sometimes difficult being Daisy's best friend, but being her vice president and secretary is much more simple. This case, though, will not be simple at all. You see, the person who has died, who we think has been murdered, is our new head girl. Chapter 2. This case began yesterday, on Tuesday the 5th of November, but all the same, to explain it properly, I must wind backwards, all the way to the end of summer term. That was when Daisy and I were preoccupied with our upcoming holiday on the Orient Express, but although we were not paying much attention to them at the time, extremely important things were happening with Miss Bernard and the big girls. For the purposes of this new casebook, I must mention who Miss Bernard is. You see, after the case of Miss Bell was over, there were almost no mistresses left at Deep Dean. This means that everyone except red-haired dramatic mamselle, old Mr. McLean, and Miss Lappet with her big bosom is entirely new since last December. Miss Bernard is our new headmistress. She is slender and tall, and I think quite young, at least there is still brown in her hair. She is also calm and kind and sensible, and she has a way of making you feel safe, something Deep Dean badly needs after last year. But sometimes kindness is not the best thing. As Daisy always says, it is no good being nice if the people you are being nice to are not nice themselves. Now Miss Griffin, our last headmistress, always chose the next head girl at the end of each school year. She knew every girl's character and judged it carefully before she made her choice. But Miss Bernard did not know any of the big girls really well by the time it came to make her selection last summer term, and so instead of choosing, she let it go to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?